Let's begin, as the minhag has it, to learn Avos after Pesach with a Hakdama. And we begin with a Sefer of Rav Ruve Margolis, Ramaz Margolis, Yesod HaMishnah Varichasa. He has another Sefer, Nitzotzei Or, and he says pretty much the same thing. And the question that we want to address and answer through our limud here is, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi place Avos, as it were, in Seder Nezikin? And the answer that's offered by Ramaz Margolis has a certain historical context to it. And he says the following. Based on the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shvius, that Rebbe introduces Agadita not much into the Mishnah, but things that aren't lahalacha, they're not halachic in nature. And the Yerushalmi talks about the Dor HaMabul and Einam Asidim Lachzor Me'ata. If the Mabul is not going to happen again, then maybe Akro Sam in a Mishnah, perhaps they should be left out of the Mishnah. But in any event, that's not the point that we want to get to. What we want to derive is the following, that Sider Mesechta Edios V'Avos B'Nezikin. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi integrate both Mesechta Edios and Mesechta Avos into Nezikin? And B'od She'ein B'tochnam Yachas L'zeh Seder B'Yichud, there's no special connection L'chora between the content and the subject of Nezikin and these these two Mesechtas. Yitochen Kizel Leman Yilmod Osam Kol Talmud, that these two Mesechtas contain elements that are really necessary and should be studied by every Talmud. Number one, Leida Hishtalshlus HaTorah Shebal Peh, things about Edios that reflect the development of the Mesorah, meaning the transmission of Torah from one generation to the other. And number two, Lidbok B'midos Tovos, that every Talmud should be learning the Mesechta that includes and incorporates all the Midos Tovos. And these are very important Mesechtos. And why were they integrated, therefore, by Rebbe into Nezikin? The answer is, Ki harbe min ha-talmidim lo lamdu. Back in the day, the most popular Seder of all the six Dharim of that make up the mission of Rebbe was Seder Nezikin Levad. And the reason why this was the choice and the most popular of all the starim is because of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in Brachos Daf Chaf, and also the Gemara in Bava Basra Kufayin Hey that says Kol Rotzel Lahachkim Yasok B'Dini Momenos, that the key to Chachma is Dini Momenos, which of course included in Sefer Nezikin. So this was very important for Rebbe, that the Talmidim should learn both Hishtalshus Torah Shebal Peh together with Histabkus B'midos Tovos. And since there were so many Talmidim who focused primarily on Seder Nezikin, therefore Rebbe Yehuda Nasi integrated both Edios and Avos into Seder Nezikin. What we would like to study is the Rambam in his introduction to Avos, in his Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam writes that Kasher Nishlam Lo Masha Yitzorech El HaShofet. Now that we've learned the Bavis, we've learned Sanhedrin, we know most of the halachas and the fundamental principles that are necessary for a judge in Israel to know. At this point, Hischil B'Avos. So Avos is deliberately placed right after Sanhedrin in order to tag on something that the shoftim, that the judges should be learning. The Asa Zelishnei Yonam, and his purpose, his goal, Rebbe, was twofold. Number one, Kidei Lo Dia Shehaskama VeHakabola Emes, that the transmission of Torah, as it was received and passed on from one generation to the next, is emes unechona v'kiblua am bi'am, and it was received by one generation and transmitted to the next generation. And lefichach, therefore, ro'i lechabed hachachamehem. And if we appreciate the great wisdom of the sages who received the Torah and then passed it on to the next generation, then we will stand in awe and respect for the Talmidim. Ulo shivo b'mayla nichbedes. And within the community, the Chacham, the outstanding teacher and scholar, should be given due honor and placed in the Mizrach, as we would say, the Mizrach Svant. Bishvil shehigia ha-hora ela, because he has reached that level of hora, which means that you can ask him here, you can ask him there, he has something to say on every area. V'hu bedoro k'mo elu bedorom, and each chacham in his generation is like the greats that we learn about in Avos, in their generations, in the previous generations. K'mo sh'amru, he quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that im bonu lachkar achar bezdin shalram gamliel, amru shimshon bedoro kishmuel bedoro. It means that every great scholar is as great in his generation as the great scholars are in their earlier generation. This is a very important ethical message to man. A person shouldn't say, mishpat ploni, why do I have to accept the judgment of such and such a dayan or such a shofet, a judge? After all, why do I accept the takonis of a dayan? He's not so great, and he doesn't really compare to the earlier generations. Eina dover kein, that's not so. Sham mishpat eino leploni. Don't relate the rulings and the teachings and also the decisions, the institutions, the decrees, and the injunctions of a shofet to himself. It's not the shofet himself, that's not his personality that we're dealing with. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, shofet represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetzivo Sarubo Ki HaMishpat L'Elokim Hu. The pasuk says, Mishpat belongs to Hashem. Aval HaKol Mishpat Echad V'Kibluah Ish Mipi Ish. And we should know that Mishpat is the same, it has the same status and significance, and we have to treat it with the same respect and awe in every generation as it's passed on from one generation to the other. So this is a crucial limud, something that we have to derive from the Shalshalas HaKabbalah of Avos in order to gender within every single person in that community and in that generation a respect and an awe for the Chacham of the generation or the Chacham of that particular community. That's number one. Now we go on to the second goal of Rebbe. Vayinyan Hashenu Hu Sherotzo Lizkor B'Masecht Zu. The significance of this Masecht of Avos is not just to engender within us a kavod for Talmidei Chachamim, but as well, most Musar Kol Chacham in HaChachamim Aleihem HaShalom, to learn the ethics of each one of the Chachamim. Kidei Shenilmad Mehem HaMidos HaTovos, and it's crucial that we derive from them and learn from them the great attributes. And of course, if you ask which of the members of the Jewish community have a special responsibility to live their lives and behave on the highest ethical level, that is the dayan, the judge within the community. Because Amei Haaretz, if it's a person, is a rank and file citizen, kishelo yebal musar, if he doesn't behave in a way that's appropriate and reflects the ethics of Musar, ein ha-hezek l'chol ha-amon. This doesn't have that dangerous of a negative impact. It doesn't have repercussions on the entire population. El l'baila bilvad. It's really something personal. It doesn't go beyond him. Afal ha-shofet. But the judge who plays such an important role in the community of Israel, shalo yeh bal Musar v'tzandua, if he's not humble, if he is not a Baal Musar, if he doesn't live up to the ethical standards, and Sanua means that he has to be a person who is not brazen and bold and exposes himself and is aggressive, but rather he's got to exhibit and manifest a Midah of Tznius, and Tznius means a certain kind of almost shyness in a sense, a certain kind of humility. Then Yazik Atzma v'Yazik l'Bnei Adam. Then the damage here is not just to himself, if he's not living on that standard, but also to others around him. Because he is the personality that the people look up to. He is going to set the tone. And this is what we call Kiddush Hashem, Kichil Hashem Chas V'Shalom L'Fichach. Therefore, Rebbe chose Hayitchilas Dvar B'Masechta Avos Musar L'Dayanim. That's what we see at the very beginning in the first Mishnah, Masechta Avos. Rebbe is addressing himself to the judges, K'mosha Omar Havu Mesunim B'Din, that they should be very careful in judgment. V'tzok She Yosar Hashofet B'Chol Hanyanim. And we have to give Musar to the judge because he's on the high end of the totem pole. He really is plays a leadership role, and he has to be in his personal behavior, his personality has to be a paradigm for the entire community. Is all the contents of Musar here in Masechta Avos, not just Mesunim B'Din, they all have to express themselves in the ways of the Shofet. The Shofet has to imbibe them, he has to imitate them and make them part of his very nefesh, part of his lifestyle. First and foremost, he should not come to judgment with haste and very quickly without thinking and deliberating, hand down a judgment. He should look at the judgment from all different aspects and realize that there may be complexities and variables that he's not paying attention to that are below the surface. There's something where on the surface of it looks like the plaintiff has a very good claim against the defendant, etc., etc., but it's really a din maruma. It was set up that way deliberately to fool the judges. And therefore he has to be very deliberate, the judge, in his judgment. But on the other hand, the other extreme, to take too much time and delay handing down a final verdict, that's also unacceptable. And therefore, he's got to find that golden mean, not to be too quick and hasty, but also at the same time, not to deliberate too long and postpone the final judgment. When he realizes that things are as they appear and there's nothing hidden below the surface, if he delays and postpones the decision, then Nikra Inu Adin, and the members of the litigation, those litigants are going to suffer as a result of Inu Adin. It's anguishing for them. They can't get a final decision and they don't know what's going to be. They're in a state of anxiety or nervous tension. The judge should put in extra effort in investigating the Edim, interrogating them, and when he asks them all the interrogating questions, he has to be very careful. They can hear in a nuance of his voice perhaps the answer to the question that he's asking, meaning be careful that the witnesses, in case they're perjuring themselves, don't understand from the way you formulate the question and the innuendos that this is the answer you want to hear. V'ein l'lame taina l'bal hariv. We don't believe in lawyers that teach the litigants to say X and to put forward this claim or that claim. And the judge has to be very careful as well. V'al yichal nafsho b'chevres amiaretz. He shouldn't spend all his time in the company of the ignorant. Shema Yelavuz, people in the community will look at him with disdain. Look how he hangs out with the lowlives. V'al yis'alim b'dayav, again, once again, to avoid the other extreme, says the Rambam, of living the life of a hermit, closed up from the rest of Sayat Sheluchu Lirosu b'chaleis. He's not accessible. You can't call him, you can't email him, he's locked up in his own lonely world. At a time when they really need him. Maybe the poor person will lose as a result, be damaged. And he shouldn't look for vacations to take life easy, tanugim, pleasures of life, because then he's not focused on truth. And truth, again, from the Rambam's perspective, is a broad kind of concept that includes the philosophical beliefs and the connection with the divine being, the dveikus with Hashem. All this comes under truth. Al timshichei ataiva, he shouldn't be controlled by his passions. And veherech ma'od b'musar hadayonim. And therefore, this mesechta is a long and detailed ingredients, or shall we say, guidance for the judges. We, who are not necessarily judges in Dayanim, we don't sit on a bezdin. Nevertheless, we should see and learn for ourselves that if the Shoftim need all these guidance and rules of Musar, is then we should learn for ourselves. Kidei Shehusar Bahem, they too should be uplifted and purified and castigated by the harsh words of Musa, or I shouldn't say harsh, but I mean the demanding ethical system. Im kein ma nechbad v'nochon hayatikun mesechta avos akhar mesechta Sanhedrin. How appropriate is it, therefore, says the Rambam, giving a vote of confidence here to Rabbi Yehuda Hanassi, having placed mesechta avos right after Sanhedrin. First, as we said before, because by understanding and appreciating the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, the fact that in each generation there are Chacham who are as great and demand as much respect and deserve as much awe as those Chacham in their generations. Number two, to give Musa to the Shofet who plays such an important role and has to be placed on high by the community. And we have to learn also the ethics, because if it applies to a Shofet, then it applies to us as well. And therefore, nosif aleim in yonam achir mevim li dei precious. Once Rabbi Yehuda Hanassi in this mesechta codifies the laws of ethics that are particularly appropriate and applicable to the dayan, then from there he goes on, Rabbi, to expand and talk about ethics in the broader sense, not just midos tovus, but also precious mina olam, that to some extent we should separate ourselves from the pleasures of the world, not to be totally dedicated to those pleasures. And kvod ha'olam, we should have respect for the universe and all those who live therein, ubaleha, umase, hayoshev, ayira. And we should have a respect for goodness, for those who are upright. We should be engender within ourselves a certain fear of God, a reverence and a dedication to Yosher, to acts that are upright and honest. Why then is this mesechta called Avos? Because Al Ha'emes HaChachamim Heim HaAvos, that in truth the scholars are like Avos. Meaning the Av, the father, is meant to guide and teach his child. The Rebbe, the Chacham, is also in that same capacity meant to guide, educate, and raise, inspire the children. Ke'en Shomer Elisha, when Elisha loses his Rebbe, Elio, he cries out and he says, Avi, Avi, because Elio is a father. And the Torah itself calls the Talmidim Bonim, Vishinantam Levanecha, and Apostle in Yeshaya as well. Yashuv Bincha, with regard to students, they're called Bonim. And therefore, it's appropriate for this Masechta, as the Masechta that's meant to learn from the giants and their teachings for us. We are guided by these giants, and these giants, these Chachamim, are in truth our Avos. They are playing the role which they are required to play. This is their responsibility, their contribution, as Avos, because that's what an Av is meant to be. Avi, Avi is meant to be my Rebbe and my guide. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in his Hakdoma to Sefer, to Masechta Horios, also indicates the same kind of idea. He writes, V'atis bonen elu ha'ikrim she'em mafteach mesechta zu v'hine hineni ato maskil l'farsh kasher hishlim musar adayonim. Right after we've concluded with all the ethics that are addressed to the dayonim, to the judges, say chel l'farsh giosam, because the human being, even the judge, as great as he is, he's a scholar and so forth, he's got experience, but he's finite, he's human, he's mortal, and he makes mistakes. And that's what Horios is all about. Horios is all about a case where the judges made it an error. Ki kol mi sheyesh bo teva basav adam, the Rambam writes, anyone who's flesh and blood, e efshar, it's impossible, shelo yiteh, that he won't make any mistakes, he's not perfect. V'yechtan, he sins. L'fichach sider Horios achar avos. Avos is the musar, avos is the guide. It sets the standards for how to live, the ethical requirements on the highest level. And now we face the reality after avos that not always, at every moment, and not everyone at every moment in his life can live up to those high standards. They're going to be nephilos, sometimes he's going to fall shy. They're going to be toyos, they're going to be mistakes, even on the highest echelon of shoftim and dayanim. And as a result of that sin and that toast, we need Masechta Horios, which deals primarily with the issue of a mistake of the judges. Now, having said that, number one, the minhag is to learn avos after Pesach, and number two, why avos was integrated dafka here in Seder Nezikin. We'd like to speak about the fact that the learning, the studying of avos coincides with the days of Sfira. So let's spend a few minutes, if we can, studying the concept of Sfira Solomon. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, in Perkov Gimel, says something pretty amazing about this period of time that we're in now. He writes, V'tziva b'chaga matzos, shivas yomim b'kedusha lifneim lachreyem, ki kulam kedoshim u'besocham Hashem. We have 7 days of kedusha, that's called chaga matzos, and we have 7 days, which represent really 7 shavuos, 7 weeks, of the bridge between Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos. Umana mimenu tisha v'arboim yom sheva shavuos. And now we take the 7 weeks, multiplying by 7 days, and we have 49 days, kimei olam. And the number 49 represents the complete picture, because after that we get to the Yovel, it's number 50. V'kidesh yom hashmini, Kishmini Shel Chag. It means that the Yom HaShmini, the day after that counting, or in the case of Shemitah and Yovel, it's the Yovel, has a special sanctity that's the pinnacle. And here we have the 7 days of Pesach, and then after that, the days following Pesach are like Shemini Shel Chag. They're like the epitome. And what does that mean? It's like a Chol HaMoed that connects the first day of the Chag with the last day of the Chag. And if you take the example of Sukkot, you have all the Chol HaMoed in between, and then you reach Shmini Shel Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. If you take the case of Pesach, you have the first day, the days of Chol HaMoed linking us to the last day. But after the last day, then we enter into a period of in other words, all these middle days of Chol HaMoed, and then we end up with the last day, which represents the Yom Matan Torah. So after we have these 7 weeks of Chol HaMoed, then we have Yom Matan Torah. And the Ramban goes on to describe Yom Matan Torah, Sheher Bo Es Isho HaGedola, Dvarv Shamu Mitoch HaEsh, the tremendous power, the drama and the profound influence of Hashem coming down on the Har, and the Eish and the Kol Subrakim of Matan Torah, L'chein Yikur Atzal B'chol Mokom Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. Interesting, just like the 8th day of Sukkot was sanctified as Yom Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, so too Chag HaShavuos is also called in Chazal Atzeres. For example, in the Mishnah in Menachos and other places, ki yom zayom shmini shel chag kara kosev came, because the day of Chag HaShavuos is parallel to the 8th day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, they both called Atzeres. Atzeres means the ultimate goal, the pinnacle. So we go through the days of Sukkot and we culminate with Shmini Atzeres. We go through the days of Pesach and the bridge to Shavuos, which is Chol HaMoed. Those are the Shiva Shabbos Tmimus Tien, until finally we reach Atzeres, which we call Shavuos, but the Atzeres is the pinnacle, and the bridge now is from the beginning of Sfira with the second day of Pesach all the way to Chag HaShavuos through the days of Sfira. Now, on Parshas Emor, we have the insights of the Ger Rebbe, the great Sfas Emes. He writes, Yimei HaSfira Nizkarim Toch HaMoados. The Parsha of Sfira Soma was integrated into the Parsha of the Moadim. Shehema Yomim Tovim Kvo Chol HaMoed. And here he refers to the Ramban, and he says that the days of Sfira are also an extension of the Yontif, and that is Chol HaMoed, which is going to bridge from Lifneim Tachareim, from before the days of Sfira, meaning the first day of Pesach, all the way to Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. Lachen Heim Bechlal Moadi Hashem, and that's why the days of Sfira are integrated into the Moadim. Veim Nikru B'Parsha Sheva Shabbosos. The 7 weeks, Michlal Shekol Yomim Ha'elu Yeshlam Bechinas Shabbosos. Sheva Shabbosos means that these days have some sort of dimension of Shabbos. Vayomim Alolo Misayim Tara. They give us an extra energy to project us towards purification. That's what's inherent in the power of these days. Because Achar Yitzias Mitzrayim Shenasu Kikoton Shenolad V'yotzu Midei Sitra Achar, after Yitzias Mitzrayim on Chag HaPesach, they went through a process of Kikoton Shenolad, as if they have a new slate. You know, all the powers of evil and the forces of the Sitra Achar that attacked them and may have dominated them during the time of Mitzrayim, those are all gone. That's the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're out from Mitzrayim. We're out from the Mitzrayim. We're out of the Sitra Achra. But Yesh Lanu L'Vakish Tara. And now we're on a trip. We're on a goal. We're on a journey. The goal of which is to seek out purification, to purify ourselves from the Sitra Achra. Yisak Kodesh Baruch Hu Hichin Lanu Elu Ayomim. These days were set aside by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tiksivu Sfartem Lachem. Lachem means for us. Shimatonu L'tovasenu. This was a great gift for us. Shenucha Lova B'tara. That we can achieve purification L'tarenu. And basically the year to come depends upon these days. In other words, the greater the level of purification that we are able to achieve during these days, that's going to project us during the year to come. So there's a great chius, a spiritual life force that's inherent in these days. And ha'odam is galata, and the chius of the other, now the lifeblood of the person is revealed at this point. Yet paradoxically, these days are also not just joyous days, but also are serious and somber days. And that's why we paskin that during these days there's no marriage, except for Lag BaOmer. And these are days that are sad and solemn because of the loss of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. And there's no ribui simcha. In other words, even though inherently in these days, as far as the time period itself, if not for the tragic coincidence of the death of Rabbi Kivim with these weeks, if not for that, in and of themselves, these are days of simcha, of purification, of standing in front of Hashem, like Chol HaMoed is simcha v'samachta b'chagecha. But these days become very complex because of the interface here between the Avelus for the loss of the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva and the Simcha of Chol HaMoed. And in fact, according to the Poskim, we should try to avoid Shechiyonu during this period of time. And the Avudraham brings this down. He says, Ha'olam b'tzar mi Pesach ad Shavuos. There's a certain solemn nature of or mood in these days of Sfira, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's count these days and let's uplift ourselves. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that the reason why the Talmidim died, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, is because lo nagu kavod zeh bazeh, and it's absolutely appropriate, therefore, that we learn avos during this period of time. That's fitting for a time period in which we want to be metaken, we want to fix up this avera of lo nagu kavod zeh bazeh by learning, as we saw in the Rambam, the significance of kvod talmidei chachamim and bli neder. We'll discuss this tonight in the shir that we want to give on Avos. Let's look at a case in point of a lack of kavod for Talmidei Chachamim, an actual story that the Gemara records in Menachos Daf Samaches Amud Beis that transpired during this period of time of Sfira. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Tarfon was trying to figure out the meaning of the Mishnah, which establishes there in Menachos that if a mincha was brought minachadash before the Omer, it's possible you have to replace it with another mincha. If, however, the mincha was brought after the Omer, but before the Shtei Lechem, during the period of Sfira, then the mincha b'dieved is kshera. It doesn't have to be replaced. And Rabbi Tarfon, Kakashile, he didn't understand ma ben kodem li omer le kodem shtei lechem. What relationship, what connection does the omer have to the shtei lechem? Omar lefun of Yehuda ben Nechemya, who's otherwise, as far as I know, not quoted. He's certainly not your daily amora or tana, for that matter. And he stood up and he gave a whole explanation. And he presented an entire thesis to justify the connection here between the Omer Dafka and the Chadash, as far as Mizbeach is concerned. Shasak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon didn't respond to that presentation, which sounded like he, Rabbi Tarfon, was accepting the explanation, and it means that Yehuda ben Nechemya had outsmarted the Rebbe, the Gadol Ador Rabbi Tarfon. Vitzavu panav shel Yehuda ben Nechemya. Rashi says he was very happy. He was sort of gloating over the fact that he had stumped the Rebbe, he had outsmarted the Rebbe, he knew the answer to the question that the Rebbe couldn't come up with, and that Rebbe was Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was very upset with Yehuda bar Nechemya, and he said to him, Yehuda, tzavu panecha sheishavta es hazaken. You outsmarted the zaken, therefore you're so happy, you think you're the greatest, and you're superior to the Rebbe. Is t'mini, I'd be very surprised, im tarich yomim, if you live a very long life. Again, what we see here is the lack of kavod on the part of Yehuda ben Nechemya for the Rebbe, in this case, the Gadol Ador. That's a very severe avera. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Loi, osa perik pras ha-pesach hava. This was the period of time, either shortly before Pesach or shortly after the Pesach. And Kishalisi Latzeres, when I came to the Beis HaMikdash on Chag HaShavuos, Sha'alti Achra of Yehuda bar Nechemya Heichanu, where can I find Yehuda ben Nechemya? The Omruli Niftar V'Holachlo, he had died. So we see that the punishment for lack of kavod is a very severe one, and here's one case in point. We don't know about all the balance of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, but we know about one. And that story really reveals and indicates what went on with all the Talmidei Chachamim, the 24,000 that perished. Now, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, who lived about 5 centuries ago at the time of the Beit Yosef, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, he wrote his Shulchan Aruch, which is called the Levush, and he writes that Hatam, Tam asfiru hu shetzivar Hashem Yisparach lispar shvuos v'yom ad yom hachamishim miyom sheyotzu mitzrayim shebo ad yom shebo jiyya matan Torah. And he writes, ke odom hametzape umamtin ad yom hamugbalo loseis matana meruba odover acher sheyismachbo. Imagine if a person anticipates that at a certain time, on a certain day, he's going to receive a great gift, he's going to win the lottery, and it's going to make him so happy, and he's anticipating this. He's counting the days, the minutes, the hours of that day, because he longs for that day. He can't wait for it to come about. He's so too. And the Nimshal says, "Lavush kain tziva Hashem Yisbarach lispar kol yom vashvus ad yom shekavinuhu." The day that we're waiting and anticipating is Yom Matan Torah Seinu, is by counting these days and indicating our extreme longing for these days, our impatience for the Matan Torah, L'chaviv al Torah. This indicates our Chiba for Torah, and also engenders our Chiba for Torah, L'haros, Shichaviva Olav B'Yoser, that the day of Matan Torah is more beloved to him, afilu, even from Yom HaGeul Shal Mitzrayim, because we don't find a sphere counting down the days to Yitzis Mitzrayim to Pesach, only counting down the days to the Matan Torah. And therefore the main day of our year that we're waiting for is that day of Shavuos, and Kena Sfiri Bavur Tocheles HaMemushacha Sha'anu Marim Sheyarech Lanu Azman Ad Yom Matan Torah. You know, it's a long period of time. We want to count and see how we progress and how we move forward, getting closer and closer, as it were, to Matan Torah. Chayomanu Mevarchim Meshabchim Sheigia Oso Yom. On each day, by counting the day, we're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for getting us a day closer to the Yom Matan Torah. V'kein Ech Nevarch Zmana Al Asfir V'adayin Lo Yigia Yom. The Levush wants to understand, why is it that of all mitzvos that are time-bound, this is the only one that doesn't have a bracha of Shachiyonu V'kimonu? And the answer is, it's impossible to say Shachiyonu V'kimonu and thank Hashem for fully reaching this day. We didn't fully reach this day. We're on the way. And bit by bit, we're getting closer, but we're not there yet. Because the simcha really in this mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is the final pinnacle, that's Matan Torah. So we haven't achieved that simcha yet, and therefore we cannot be mevarach shachiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. That bracha can only be cited in a davar shes mesamchim bo b'sfira. We don't have that complete simcha yet, because we're just simply anticipating what's going to happen. We haven't reached that yet. Now, v'ha'idna d'leka lo hava v'lo karbon is ein l'dagdik b'tvimus. Betvimos ki acheshbim bezman hazehu l'simchas haTorah k'ri'isa bagoda. Shomer lehem Moshe tavdus olkim al ahor hazeh. Omer lo mosai, omer lehem l'sof chaf yom. I'm sorry, l'sof nun yom. And then we'll reach the simcha. They were waiting and anticipating that great maimed. And that's going to be the day like a chassan marries the kalas. So they're waiting for the chuppah. They're counting down the days to the chuppah. And in our days, that's the Ikar counting. Again, we don't have the Omer to count from, but we're counting as an anticipation and a chavivus for the great day of Simcha of receiving the Torah. So again, you know, the days of the Omer have a very sensitive, very strange status. On the one hand, we started by saying it's the days of Simcha, and they're laden with the status of Chol HaMoed, and the bridging the great day of Simcha of Matan Torah. But on the other hand, we're not there yet. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav, who always tries to give us the Shorash of the Mitzvah with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, Mitzvah Shin Vav, he says, V'otziyacha Esalam Yitzchayim Tavnus El Kimal HaRazeh. At the snail already, it was revealed to Moshe that after they leave Mitzrayim, after the redemption, they will worship Hashem here at this mountain that was the Har Chorev. So the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to bring them to the mountain where they would receive the Torah. Hotziacha oscha mi Mitzrayim yilcha la'osh etavdun selkim alor hazeh melamed klomer shetekablu haTorah sheikar agadol b'shvil zeim nigolim. Why are they redeemed? In order to accept the Torah. That's the tachlis of all the goodness that Hashem is graciously providing in the redemption. For inyan gadol hulahem, this is going to be a great day, because their ultimate purpose as a nation is to receive the Torah. Yosem and acheres miavdus. That's even more significant and supersedes the Yitzia Mimitzrayim, the termination of Avdus as well. And therefore, Hashem tells Moshe, here's an os that your Yitziah Mi'avdus is Yitziah for Kabbalas HaTorah, because here on this mountain you're going to achieve the main purpose, the primary goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in a sense, Yitzias Mitzrayim itself is a tofel, whereas the Ikar is Matan Torah. And therefore he says, since the whole purpose and the essence of Klal Yisrael as a unique nation is to serve Hashem after the Geula by reaching the level of Matan Torah, then immediately after the Geula, Yom Machras, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, we start counting the days of the Omer. Ad Yom Nesinas HaTorah, till we get to the day in which we were granted the Torah. Laharos B'Nafshenu, we want to show and demonstrate HaChefetz HaGodol, how much we desire, El Yom HaNichsav, how much we desire this day of Matan Torah, more than anything else. That's what's going to define us as a people. V'Aminyan Marali Odom Ki Kol Yisho V'Kol Cheftzu Lagiel Azmanahu. The counting down here is an indication, a demonstration that everything that he's waiting for, his whole desire is to reach that time period. And that's the Sfiris Omer. Kach v'kach yomim ovru min aminyan. He says, v'einonu monim kach v'kach yom yesh lanu lizman. Why don't we count how many days do we have left until we'll reach that day? That would seem to be a more appropriate method of counting. Instead of counting the days that pass by, why not count the days that still remain until we reach this wonderful goal, the day of Matan Torah? Ki kol zeh marabonu harotzon achozik lagiel azman. V'alkein lo nirtzel lahazkir b'tchilas cheshboneinu ribui ayomin. We don't want to count, whoa, it's 49 days left till we get to Chag HaShavuos, till we get to Matan Torah. That sounds like a long, long time. That's almost depressing. You know, we don't want to wait 49. We'd rather count one day behind us, 2 days behind us, etc. It's interesting that in Koheles, Perkut Aleph, Shlomo Melch says, Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. And Rashi says, Chelkucha milachmecha mimishtecha l'shiva tzrichi aser chelik od l'shmona shiavo achreyem v'al tomer dai. A person might have said, well, we enjoyed the celebration of 7 days, we don't need anything else. No, we need that 8th day as well. Whether that 8th day is Shmini Atzeres in the case of Sukkot, where the 8th day is really symbolic of Yom Matan Torah in the case of Pesach, as we discussed in the Ramban, his commentary in Parshas Emor. Now, it's very fascinating that the counting of the Omer coincides with Parshas Shmini. And in the case of Parshas Shmini, and this you'll see in the Medrash Rabbah in Koheles on that very same Pasuk, the Pasuk of 7 and 8 is an allusion to Miluim. There were 7 days, and that's the Chelek L'Shiva that's indicated here in this Pasuk in Koheles, the Shevis Himea Miluim. As the Pasuk says in Shmini, Ki Shivas Yomim Yemale Es Yedchem. But then, V'gam L'Shmona, the Pasuk here in Koheles says, Gam L'Shmona D'Ksiv Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. And it was the 8th day, following the days of Miluim, that the Mishkan was dedicated. Now, of course, we know that that glorious day was a very catastrophic day. And the Torah in Parsha Shmini tells us what happened on that day. Vayikhu b'nei Aaron nodav aviu ish machtoso, vayitnu behem esh, vayasimo lek tores, vayakriv v'lein Hashem esh zora shel lotzivo osam, vateitze esh v'lein Hashem, vatochal osam vayamusu v'lein Hashem, vayomer Moshe el Aaron hu esher dibra Hashem, lema b'krovai ha-kodesh, v'al kol p'nei ha-alam echabed vayidom Aaron. Now what does this pasuk mean when it says v'al kol p'nei ha-alam echabed? Rashi says, "Kshakodesh Baruch Hu said, 'Din b'tzadikim misyore u'misaleh miskales imkain bi'elu kol shkem birshoyim.' When judgment and punishment is meted out to one who is guilty of a crime, that creates a tremendous yiras Hashem. And if that happens with tzadikim, because Kshakodesh Baruch Hu is medagdik with them, B'krovei HaKadosh, how much more so in the case of Rishoyim, where everyone sees that Hashem metes out punishment to the Rishoyim. We'd like to look at the Meshech Chachma here on the Pasuk, Hu Asher Dibra Hashem Lema B'krovei HaKadosh Al Pnei Ha'am HaChabed Pirush, he says, Ki Misas Bnei Aaron Hayechrechi Avur, since they were guilty of an Esh Zara, Kol HaOmer, the Gemara says, Bavakaba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yevatru Michayov, it means that if someone says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look the other way when we sin, then that's a terrible thing. We really deny one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the fundamentals of our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us. We can't go unpunished for action. So Hashem had to create this public statement that those who were guilty of sin were punished. And in the case of the Egel, back in Shmos Lamed Gimel Parshas Ki Tisa, it says, Yisrael chatu b'egel v'natzlu edyam. They had to strip their beautiful crowns from their head, v'husar hanan, and the Anani HaKavod were lost, u'betela kol malosim, and their great level was lost in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. But achar tfilas Moshe, v'va'osam zov l'mishkan, after Moshe prayed on their behalf, and they came forward with their contributions, giving of their gold and their precious possessions for the building of the Mishkan, chazru Anani HaKavod, the Anani HaKavod returned, Ushchina shora beinehem, and the Shechina was there. And then hikimu kohen leviim v'eish yotzev min hashamayim. The kohen leviim erected the Mishkan, and then the fire came down from Shemayim to burn the karbonos. In kein yomer Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu noach leratzos. The Jews might come to the mistaken conclusion that it's very easy to get away with it. Hashem will certainly be mochalos. It just takes one split second until God's wrath subsides and he regrets any kind of an evil. God is always willing to give way and be appeasing and being laid back, as we would say today. There was a need for a warning. Laharos be'inyin kal ma'od asher b'yom chasunaso, to show and demonstrate that on something, an avera that looks, at least on the surface of it, to be a relatively light avera, yet on this very day of marriage, because the day of Matan Torah is called the day of chasnus, is that there's going to be a swift and severe punishment. Hukmu l'konin l'shoris beis Hashem, Avur dar echad asher lo tziva v'nisrufu lifnei Hashem. They brought a fire, they weren't commanded to do so, and therefore they would destroy. Laharos kama gadol kocha shel avera. It's meant to publicly state and declare the severe nature of violating the will of God. V'akadosh baruch hu yachshav b'maznei tzedek u'mishpat al avon kal. And in this case, a relatively light kind of sin has a tremendous amount of weight on the scales of justice, and that's called in Moshe Rabbeinu's language Bikrovai Akadesh V'alpnei Kala'om Achabed. It means I will show my glory to the people of Israel. Avalule Zelo Uchal Laharos Kvodi L'bnei Yisrael. I will never be able to achieve my goal, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of revealing my covenant, my glory to the B'nai Yisrael. Leman lo yidmo ki ben adam, who they'll think that God is like a man, no se pesha b'li mishpat, and he's willing to just look the other way. Chalilu mekei mishpat lo yasa mishpat. Heaven forbid to say about Hashem that he won't do justice. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, v'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es ha-sreif ha-shesof Hashem, that there was a sreifa because of the Chet HaEgel, u'besibaso, and they, the people, have to understand that there is a din, there is a dayan, and there is severe punishment. We have to be very concerned about that. And this again coincides with the Sfira period. It's not coincidental that we read this parsha of Misas Pnei Aaron at the time of the Sfira, as we are mourning over the Misa, the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And in Bava Kama, the Amshal Shlomo writes, the Marshal Omar Ab Chanina, Kol Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vachon Hu Yivachu Chayav Shenemar Hatzur Tamim Pa'aloki Chol Drachav Mishpat, Pirush Rashi Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vachon Hu Lavar Al Kol Pshoyim Yivachu Chayav Yufkru Chayav Vigufo Lefishim More Al Habrios Lachto, anyone who declares that God is very easygoing and he'll give up, he'll give in, and he'll look the other way and he won't punish us, he's very soft and pliable, such a person is really creating an atmosphere in which others think that they can sin and get away with it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yivachru Chayav, this is a very, very severe Avera. And Kein Roy Ligar Biosan Anoshim, Sheyomru Beloaz, Yeshli Yosem Imashal Yeroyli, Lefi Masai, Vishavodi, Vishibudi Neged Hashem. When a person says, I have a lot more than what I deserve, he's really saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, that Hashem is either sort of looking the other way, he's not punishing me, there's no retribution for my terrible sins. But rather, b'kach yochel lahosif, the way he should say it is that lulei zchus avos hamasayelo, he's saying that the reason why Hashem has bestowed upon me all this goodness and I appreciate what Hashem has done for me is b'zchus avos, meaning actually I don't deserve it, but I'm being in a sense protected by zchus avos. So we see, Rabosai, that this period of time, the sfira, has many different dimensions. It's a multifaceted, a very complex and sensitive period of time. It's both a simcha, it is a time of Chol HaMoed that bridges us all the way to Matan Torah. We're counting down the days with a great deal of anticipation. But at the same time, there are a lot of tragedies that took place during this period of time. And therefore, as we said, the minig is that we don't get married during this period of time. There's no ribui simcha. We don't recite Shechiyanu. And all this is because the world is sort of in a state of anguish and tsar at the same time that it's Yontif. And that's the paradox and the dialectic of these days. In a certain sense, the learning, the studying of Pirkei Avos, of Masechta Avos, is a great and appropriate experience for these days, because the purpose of Avos is to learn Midos and Musar and to rectify ourselves, and in so doing we really are making ourselves, preparing ourselves for the great Matan Torah day, showing and demonstrating to HaKadosh Baruch that we're learning and we're trying to improve our Midos. We are on the way to prepare ourselves for the Tahara that we necessarily have to achieve during these weeks. We are in a certain sense doing a Tikkun on this Avera which brought about the terrible calamity of the death of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, the Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. One of the Sfarim that I'd like to introduce into our Limud of Avos is the Toldos Yeshua, authored by Rabbi Yeshua Heller. And in his introduction, he points out that in the Shalshalas HaKabbalah that's presented at the beginning of Avos, Yoshua ben Prachya, Venite Arbali, Kiblu Mehem, Yoshua ben Prachya Omer, Asei Lecha Rav, Uknei Lecha Chaver, Vavidon, Eskola Adam Lekaf Schus. Again, these are all, each and every one of them, very primary ethical rules and standards that we have to live up to in terms of that kavod zeh bazeh. Nitayer bali omer achek mishachin al tischaber l'rosh aval tisyayish min haperonios. And what Rav Heller notices here is that there's a fundamental difference in kivun, in direction, between Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitayer bali. Whereas Yoshua ben Prachya is talking about positive commands, asay, knei, hevidan. Nitai Har Bailey, on the other hand, is talking about negative. Harchek Mishavara, Al Tischavar L'Rosh, Al Tisyayish Min HaPeronios. And he points out that the Yisod of Avoda which we're trying to figure out during these days of Avodah, the Shoresh of Avodah splits into two. There's Ava and Yira. Ava is represented, as the Zohar points out, in Mitzvah Saseh, Yira, Mitzvah Lo Saseh. There are Ramach, 248 Mitzvah Saseh, and they bring us and express and reflect on a Madrega of Ava. There are Shasa, Mitzvah Lo Saseh, 365 Lo Saseh, Madrega de Pchada, that's already connected to a different kind of Avodah, and that's the Avodah of Yira, of Pachad, of being afraid. Yan ki ha'ava hi harchovas ha'nefesh upsichas mekori alev. Ava means the nefesh, the soul of a person, the heart of a person. Laharitz ha'ruach ha'chiyoni sheba letzadch is therefore, when we talk about Ava, we're talking about really developing our souls, our spiritual divine element, opening up our hearts, and replacing our focus perhaps on the Chelke Aguf with on the Chelkim Chiyunim Ruchnim, the spiritual elements. Lachen Kasher Hegber HaAdam Bi Adam LeAvas Hashem Yisparach Yisorer Al Yidei Pizur Kochos Nafshal Amalos Ritzoni Yisparach Lasas Mitzvosav Letzkarev El Vayidei Kiyuman. So the Ava within a person, the love for God, is meant to generate within him a desire and a dedication to fulfill mitzvos, to come close to Hashem, and to fulfill God's will. On the Mayira, but on the other hand, Yira is the nefesh mitzamtzemes kochoseha. Instead of expansion, it is withdrawal. It is recoiling into oneself. Mekabetzes velsefes osam biomek chedre alev lishomer listater. And to avoid any sort of challenge and spiritually damaging, to withdraw into oneself. And that's the expression or the manifestation of the Midah of Yira. Kasher Yorei Mipnei Hashem Yisparach. That Yira brings him to a meticulous observance of the 365 lavim, yishmar v'yizoyer lebilti asos ulebilti avar al mitzvah losas shabbat Torah, to be meticulous and demand of himself that care not to violate any losas of the Torah kiyira hu ha'osev kochosav el tocho. It means to gather together his energies, his powers into himself. As we said before, it's a process of recoiling, of retreating into oneself. Tiskar biadalse hapu'ulos mirov moru pachad. Instead of being involved in action, going out there and initiating action, it's more mora and pachad. It means to sort of recoil and withdraw from these pu'ulos, from the active life. That's the losase. Umishnei ela makoros novim shtei midos v'hanhaga midas hachesed u'midas hadin. And when we're able to integrate this Ava and this Yira together, we will be able to manifest both Chesed and Din. Because Chesed, he says, is l'snayig b'tov, lasos tovin kol bria, to do good and bestow good upon every creature. Av she'eno hagun v'eno kedai, even though the recipient doesn't deserve it. But af lefnimish, then we go beyond that. That all is noveh, that emanates from the Ava that we have within us, which he calls, and this is a Kabbalistic concept, called Pizur Kochos. In any event, there's a shefa of goodness and desire to bestow goodness on others in the heart of a person. Such a person who exhibits the mid of chesed has a lev sameach, melei tov. He has a goodness in his heart that's just overflowing in all directions. And therefore, Valkein Nemar, Pasuk says, "V'avas olam avtich, al kein mishachtich chesed." Ava and chesed go together. Omnom, but on the other end, the other side of the equation is midas hadin, v'kav hamishpat, and that means instead of expanding, instead of bestowing good and showing this magnanimity, being magnanimous, but rather it's the opposite. It's din and mishpat ledagdik chudasara, not to give anything more than what the person deserves. That's the meat of din. For who no vami makara yira, and the source of din is yira. Vehine hanasi. Leos mechalkel in yoni amedina kamar chazal v'yibrashona shu liyashev ha'oretz ladas ma'yitzricha b'pnei hadroch m'nei gsharim b'pnei tanurei psochim v'chuli v'chuli b'nei peros ha'ilon v'yavi v'atkufa is omru ein ma'avrim hashonel kein yirtza hanasi. So the absolute condition, the requirement for clinching the Yibra Hashon has got to be the agreement, the consent of the Nasi. Al kein lo ye osalus naiglif nimishus hadin ubecheset. It's appropriate that the Nasi, more than anyone else, should display his midah of chesed lifnimishus hadin lufia eis vazman va'inyan, appropriate for that time, lahagdil Torah im yishuv ha'medina, so there'd be both an expansion of the study of Torah and at the same time of the settlement in the Medina. And that's where the Nasi is the appropriate candidate for the role of Ma'abra Hashana. We need his agreement, because the Yibra Hashana, when it's instituted, is going to help the people. It's going to give them a better produce, and the month of Aviv will coincide with Pesach. And then we have the Av Beis Din. In addition to the Nasi, we have the Av Beis Din. In Yonah, what's his goal and his responsibility is Lahamid al-Kav Hadin. He represents not this chesed and being magnanimous and giving, but rather the opposite. He represents the Kav Hadin of judgment. The Beis Din has to, you know, there's no room for compassion here. The Beis Din has to hand down the ruling and the verdict that is appropriate to the again, if the accusation turns out to be proven and substantiated by clear-cut evidence. So here what we have is din u'mishpat. Yikov ha-din es-ahar. It's an absolute commitment to din. L'chein Hillel shohaya nasi. Hillel, on the one hand, represents chesed because he is the nasi. Hayim evater mishalo lekariv ha-meruchokim. He is the paradigm of Kiruv Ruchokim. And the reason for that is he represents chesed and expansion and giving, and giving even to those who don't really deserve it. Shammai, on the other hand, was the Av Beis Din. And the Gemara tells the Shabbos that when this potential ger came to Hillel and he said, convert me while I stand on one foot, Hillel gave him whatever he gave him. But in the case of Shammai, he docha, Dachvan v'emas habinyan, he pushed them away. Shneem mishpotam achas. I'm sorry. Shneem mishpotam emes v'tzadku yachdov zekimidosim v'zekimidosim. Both these midos have to be integrated, and they are both valid and true. Rak shelashar ha'am korach ha'hefseid b'kpeido. For most people, if we're going to apply the din, the strict justice, that means they're going to lose. There's going to be hefseid. L'chein tnu shem li olam. L'chein, therefore we learn, li olam ye odom an vanasan kehillel. V'lo ye kapton kishamai. The people cannot really deal with a kapton. And therefore, even though it doesn't say that halach is like Hillel, but nevertheless, that midah we have to embody, the mid of chesed, we have to imitate that. And the reason for that is because a kapton like Shammai, even though that's a great midah, it means midas adin, but that's not going to cut the, you know, the mustard in our generation. Aval enasi ve'av bezdin shnei drachim neosim l'kol echad. Therefore, Beis Hillel with his nesius and his mid of chesed, Shammai with his Av Beis Din role and his mid of Kpeda and Yikov Adin Sahar, Midas Adin without any admixture of Rachamim, both of these are Drachim Neosim. Both are appropriate, each in its own time, in its own place. And therefore, we have, you know, both Hillel and Shammai, and we have to learn from both of them and integrate both of them into one whole. There's a lot more here in this introduction to Avos of the Rav Hagon Yehoshua Helzatzal, but Od Chazon L'Moed Mitzvah Hashem, at some time down the line, we'll hopefully be able to finish it.